Radio 4, it's 12:25. This series of Just a Minute was recorded just before the death of Kenneth Williams, and it's broadcast now as a tribute to that master of radio comedy.
Welcome to Just a Minute! My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once again it is my pleasure to introduce to you the four exciting personalities who are going to play Just a Minute today. And we welcome three of our regular players of the game, Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and also a guest who has never played the game before, that distinguished actress, Wendy Richard. Would you please welcome all four of them? I'm going to ask each panelist in turn if they can speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. Immesseter sits beside me. He keeps the time, also blows his whistle when 60 seconds is up. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, who better to begin any show?
Me?
Yes. Well said, Clement. Kenneth, going bananas, something you've never been guilty of. But would you talk about going bananas on Just a Minute, starting now?
Few people realize it's derived from banana split, meaning the personality divided as in schizophrenia, and the assumption must be that a manic state ensues, whereby passion is aroused.
And Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Hesitation. Passion.
Yes. That was a hesitation.
I think it's awfully hard on me.
Derek Nimmer gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject with 44 and a half seconds left. Going bananas starting.
It's an expression used in Zimbabwe for those who aspire to be president of that country, which used to be called Rhodesia. Because the present occupant of the post is the good Reverend Dr. Canaan Banana. And to anyone who wants to go bananas in that particular part of the world, it means that they're trying to get high office. Going bananas can also be used for the way in which Clement Freud, and indeed Kenneth Williams, very often plays Just a Minute. Because they scream and shout and carry on, Mr. Nominee, which produces merriment and mirth, which is the object of the game. So we all try to go bananas from time, and quite frequently thereafter as well. Because this is the sort of thing which is amusing, we hope, and keeps the...
Derek Nimmo took the subject over with 44 and a half seconds to go and kept going till the 60-second whistle went. Clement Freud, would you take the next subject, which is greyhounds? 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
A greyhound is any sort of breed of slick, fast dog bred for its ability to run more quickly than...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
And it's not any sort of breed. Lots of dogs are bred to be fast and rapid.
I don't think a greyhound could be described as any sort of breed. It is a particular breed as a greyhound.
Yes, absolutely.
Nonsense.
And
there might be
nonsense like that. He's the chairman.
That wouldn't inhibit him. Don't worry.
Why do you think there were no greyhounds in Crofts? Because it isn't a class.
Greyhounds are not accepted because there are many different variations of the greyhound, but not any breed of dog can be a greyhound.
No,
I hope I made my point.
Absolutely.
So, Kenneth, aren't we lucky to have such an erudite and articulate chairman? Very fortunate.
52 seconds are left for greyhounds with you, Derek, starting now.
During my youth, I went many times to watch the Waterloo Cup, which is a contest between the best greyhounds of this country. It happens to take place near my hometown of Liverpool, and it is a sport which I am not entirely agreeable with or not. I think I got things a little bit...
Hesitation. Yes.
That was undoubtedly hesitation.
Absolutely. Well judged, Chairman. Very good.
So you've got your greyhounds back, Clement, with 33 seconds left, starting now.
There are stadia all over London and in most towns and cities in the country in which six greyhounds race against each other. They're known as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the
Derek, no more challenge.
Hesitation, he missed out on 6.
He was coming to another way of expressing 6 without actually having arrived at it, and I don't think he went pause enough to be called a hesitation.
Are you clairvoyant as well now?
No, but I can see. I've played the game long enough to know which way his mind's going. The way you got out of time and time by saying time and something later or something. Clement, I disagree with the challenge. You have another point. 19.5 seconds, greyhounds, starting now.
There are folk who think that it is the same half dozen greyhounds who run at Stamford Bridge, White City, and all the...
Derek Nimmo,
they can't run at White City because it's been pulled down. He should have used the past tense.
With that, he gets another point, and the subject, 12 seconds, greyhounds, Derek starting...
Coming out of Los Angeles, I leapt onto the nearest Handley adjacent greyhound bus and drove up...
Clement Foy challenge.
I don't believe it. He has a butler and takes taxis.
Whether you believe it... Whether you believe it or not, it is quite possible he did it, even if he didn't do it recently. 6 seconds are still with you, Derek, on greyhound, starting now.
Like a greyhound at the slips is part of a quotation from one of the splendid...
So Derek Nimmo once again was speaking as the whistle went. He's gained a number more points with greyhounds, and he has increased his lead. Clement Freud's the only other person to score any points so far, and we now move to Derek Nimmo to begin a round. Derek, the subject is Paris. Would you tell us something about that city starting now?
I love Paris in the springtime. Je adore Paris in the fall. The words of a very popular song which describes that lovely city in France, the capital thereof, which I have spent many times there in great excitement, particularly at the Moulin Rouge and the Lido Cabaret, dangling on my knee assorted bluebell gulls. And gosh, there's an awful lot of them to put on that particular part of one's anatomy that I've just described, which is handily adjacent to another part of one's anatomy, being the ankle.
challenged.
We had two anatomies.
You've not only had two anatomies, he's deviating entirely from the subject of Paris. It's all
yes,
to do with his anatomy and somebody else's anatomy
that's
that was dangling on his knee. But anyway, you did get him for repetition,
yes,
which is correct. And Paris is the subject, and you have 24 seconds to talk on it, starting now.
You'll find them still there. There's cafes in the square where our first love affair was a dream that came true. Oh, the Bois de Boulogne. I mean, I went there first in a tatty old boarding house by Saint-Lazare. And this awful woman, I said, où est la toilette? Oh, you assassin!
So much to our audience's pleasure in the studio, Kenneth Williams got that extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and we never discovered what he did in that toilette in Paris. But he has another point. In fact, he's equal with Clement Freud, who are training Derek Nimmo, and Wendy Richard will now take the next subject, which is soap. Wendy, take a deep breath and start talking for the first time on Just a Minute, starting now.
The word soap can apply to many things. It could refer to some of these appalling American programs that are shipped over here, i.e. Dallas and Dynasty, or, as the French say, it can also pertain to savon, which is what one washes one's hands with. or it could relate to EastEnders, a little known television show.
How me? Who did that?
I did, because how can you say EastEnders is little known? Everyone knows. Millions watch it, don't they?
Yeah. So actually, no, I think he was...
I was being modest.
Because you see, but yes, this is where the boys are very generous. They do want everybody in knowing to know who's listening in this country and abroad that Wendy Richard is one of the stars of EastEnders. And she was so modest, she dried up, and Kenneth got in with the correct challenge, and he takes over the subject of soap with 29 and a half seconds left, starting now.
Well, it's dreadful stuff when it gets in your eyes. And not only smoke, I mean soap, I mean...
Nimmo got in first.
Well, the salt of Jan Dibes.
Yes. Derek, would you talk on soap with 23 seconds left, starting now?
Soapy Sam was the name of Samuel Wilberforce, or the nickname thereof, who was Bishop of Oxford and was known for his very unctuous, kind delivery, which they decided was rather soap-like.
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
He hasn't mentioned soap.
Soapy Sam.
Soapy
Sam. Not soap.
Have soap and you have 9 seconds to talk on it, starting now.
I went to a chemist shop quite near.
Derek Nimmo.
He hasn't talked about soap.
So Derek gets a round of applause and gives Clement Freud another point. And there are 7 seconds on soap, starting now.
Soap is one of those difficult...
No, not you!
He hadn't mentioned soap.
He was going into a chemist shop.
He might have been buying anything in a chemist. Matey.
I maintain that he didn't give him a chance to establish that he was going in to buy soap, so he therefore kept the subject... And it was his point, and there are now 4 seconds left for Clement to continue on soap, starting now.
Do you have soap? I said to the man behind the counter. £5.
So Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went, gained another point, and he has moved up just 2 points behind Derek Nimmo, just ahead of Kenneth Williams, and Kenneth begins the next round. Kenneth, the subject, Neptune. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, of course, he's the old Latin god of the sea, water, to be precise, but also there's Neptune in New Jersey, where this Methodist association has a lot of tents, and they're camping all the year round. It's an enormous camp, and they are great campers.
When Richard, you challenged.
Well, because he said camp. Is camping, campers, and camp classed as one word or three?
No, three words, you see. You have camp and camps.
They're much the same in Great Portland Street.
Well, I think then it was a deviation.
All that camping was a deviation from Neptune.
Yes.
Yes, I think you're right, Wendy. Yes, definitely. So you've got your first point in just a minute. Well done.
Thank
yes.
You.
So will you talk on camping now? No, it's not. Will you talk on the subject of Neptune with 32 seconds left, starting now?
There used to be this wonderful fish and chip shop in Soho called the Neptune, and they used to serve the best food you've ever had, and Manny, the chap who owned this premises, made wonderful batter, which he used to dip the...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
I just didn't want to hear what he dipped.
So you're challenging for deviation?
Hesitation, Andy.
No.
I didn't know you could bust me.
I've never tried before.
I'm
going to
bust you.
May I explain
now
to our listeners?
Just give me my lucky night, don't you?
I'm sorry. Well, I would have done you before now.
I should explain to our listeners the reason for Wendy's remarks is that they sit in pairs either side of me, and Wendy's sitting beside Derek Nimmo, and she assumed that was her partner. And she's just discovered he's playing against her. Oh,
nice.
Yes. But he actually challenged, first of all, Wendy, for deviation. And you were not deviating.
No,
you weren't. You hesitated, but you didn't deviate. You continue. We've got another point for that, and there are 17 seconds left on Neptune, starting now.
So it used to make this wonderful batter that used to dip the fish.
Don't have a challenge.
Repetition of batter. You just start again, but you're not supposed to repeat the same thing in the same question.
You can use...
I was just letting them know from whence I had left off.
Quite right.
I withdraw
my challenge. They do look a fairly thick audience.
Wendy. The audience are actually very much on the ball. They will know where you left off last time. You can't repeat anything you said in any particular round, but Greg's been very generous and he has withdrawn his challenge. Right. So you keep Neptune and Manny and his fish and chip shop. And there are 14 seconds left, starting now.
And if one of the customers, someone he knew, used to get an extra large portion, you see, and they always used to keep special...
Clement Foy challenge.
It was the seventh used.
What? The seventh what?
Used.
I only made it six, actually.
I made it five, but who's counting? I mean, Clement, all right. Neptune is with you with 6 seconds to go, starting now.
One of my very favourite restaurants was in Lisson Grove, and you...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
He hasn't mentioned Neptune.
He was deviating because he didn't actually come in with the idea of Neptune, established this place was Neptune before he started. So I agree with you on this occasion.
How would you have done that yourself?
It's called the seashell.
It's not called Neptune.
We're talking about different...
No, we're not. I'm from there. It's got nothing to do with Neptune.
Wendy, I can stick up for myself. I'm quite agreeable. It is called the Seashell, and they're getting a wonderful plug. We're going to have a free fish and chip supper there afterwards.
The Seashell's moved.
There are 3 seconds for Derek on Neptune, starting now.
Neptune is the same god in the Greek mythology who's called Poseidon, and he used to ride on a horse to the Hippocampus.
So, Derek Nimmo, again speaking as the whistle went, got another point, increased his lead. Clement, the subject is with you, and it's your turn, in other words, and it is shambles, something which I tried to prevent this show degenerating into on occasions, and would you talk on it now, starting now?
I suppose shambles was originally a slaughterhouse, but it's now a name given to any sort of chaos, such as you might find on a Sunday evening in the Paris cinema in Regent Street.
Wendy Richard Charles.
It's not a cinema, it's a theatre.
Well, it was a cinema originally, you know, Wendy.
Yes, but we're in the present now. We're not living in the past.
It's what is known as the White City Syndrome.
I agree with Wendy because it is now known as the BBC Paris studio. It was a cinema originally for those who are interested in history. And so Wendy gets the subject with 47 seconds left. Shambles starting now.
I have visited the Shambles, which is a street of shops in York. They have a
selection.
Well, she spent rather too long in the street in York.
Yes, I will give it to you. Your hesitation was a strong one. Sorry, Wendy. 42 seconds for Derek on Shambles starting.
I've visited the Shambles, a little street in York, and very nice it is, too.
Which is a challenge.
He's repeating me.
I know, but he can repeat what you said, but you mustn't repeat what you said. That's how we play just a minute.
But he's pinching my ideas.
He's knocking in your ideas that I'm pinching.
Well, you listen carefully, and you might be able to pinch a few of his.
Right.
39 seconds. Derek on Shambles starting now.
The whole of this program, just a minute, turns into Shambles because we have such an inadequate chairman who never gets things right. I always give the wrong decision because, unfortunately, he's rather deaf and terribly elderly. And
Wendy Richard has challenged.
I object to that remark.
Well, absolutely. So you consider that devious?
I do. I played his girlfriend a few years ago. He can't be that old.
It was deviation, and the audience applauded when she challenged. So it was endorsed by the audience, so she gets 2 points for that. And there are 20 seconds left for you, Wendy, on Shambles, starting now.
Quite often, rehearsals and programmes can develop into Shambles.
Clement Foy challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
What do you mean?
Didn't mention York.
Ha ha ha! So we give Clement Freud a bonus point for a delightful challenge, but Wendy Richard gets also a point for an incorrect challenge, and she keeps the subject with 16 seconds on shambles, starting now.
Anything can be done.
Clement Freud's challenge.
She didn't say anything.
I know she didn't. But she was working herself up magnificently to it.
Sorry.
As this audience will verify, and if she's only played the game, well, she hasn't even played it once before, this is her very first time. So she gets another point for being interrupted. On her intake of breath. Do try and start after I say now, if you can. There are 14 seconds on shambles starting now.
Any minute now, I shall take Clement Freud outside and show him what shambles is. Oh, because otherwise his whole program will be...
Well, our guest, Wendy Richard, who has not played the game until this week, and with a little encouragement from the chairman there, did get a number of points in that round, in spite of everything else, and actually getting one for speaking, or trying to speak when the whistle went. And she has leapt forward, and she's in second place. She's ahead of Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, but she's trailing Derek Nimmo, who also begins the next round. Derek, the subject is wimps. Will you tell us something? Why did you laugh? Do you think it was a comment or something? Derek, the subject is wimps, 60 seconds starting now.
Wimps, I believe, are rather wet, dreary people who these days seem to be equated with rather unsuccessful yuppies, perhaps.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition of rather.
Clement, you have 51 seconds to tell us something about wimps starting now.
Robert Browning was known as one of the wimps, mainly because he lived in Wimpole Street, London West One. I think Kenneth Williams wants to talk about Robert Browning in some next.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of Robert Browning.
Yes, that's right. So Wimps is back with you, Derek, with 40 seconds left, starting now.
When they put barrage balloons up into the sky during the war, I used to call them wimps. I don't know why. Perhaps it was due to that little character that one saw in that rather jolly cartoon where they ate hamburgers as opposed to fish and chips, which you get at the Neptune restaurant, which we are plugging so heavily on this program. But wimps are also...
Wendy Richard has challenged.
I thought, well, it's one, you're deviation. Deviationing, yes.
Well, yes, but he was trying very cleverly to work in the fish restaurant again that you mentioned before.
It closed down years ago. It burnt down.
Now I know that it's burnt down. Then he was deviating. Up until then, I didn't know. So, Wendy, you have the subject of wimps, and there are 18 seconds left starting now.
I think wimps refers to some of the young men that there are today who seem to spend more time concerned with their own appearance rather than that of the young ladies whom they should be escorting out, i.e. some of these pop singers that you see that have makeup and...
Our guest, Wendy Richard, got another point for speaking as the whistle went. She's still in second place behind Derek Nimmo, but she's ahead of Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams. And Wendy, it's your turn to begin.
Oh.
Yes, you can begin on the subject of fudge. And there are 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Fudge is a rather wonderful substance. I have a very good recipe for a cake or biscuit made using this substance. You put a layer of the aforenamed ingredient, first of all, into your baking tin, followed by a layer of shortcake, and then on top of that you put some chocolate, and you bake it all, and it's absolutely wonderful. You cut it into little squares, and it's very good to have with tea, but not very beneficial to your teeth. And you can buy fudge in fingers covered with substance made from the cocoa bean, and because you're letting me go on, because you're not trying.
The audience audience are clapping because Wendy has collapsed with hysterics. But Derek, you pressed your buzzer and your challenges.
Well, I hesitated because I thought she was fudging the issue, really. Yeah. Not the subject.
But I think she did actually teeter to a halt there. In fact, she sort of laughed herself to a halt. So, Derek, you have another point with 12 seconds on fudge starting now.
I have a cousin who is in the...
Clement Roy, Charlotte.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with that one. 10 seconds on fudge with you, Clement, starting now.
I have two cousins who make fudge. One of them chocolate and the other one coconut, which I don't like a lot because any nutty substance...
Ken Williams, Charlotte.
Hesitation.
I didn't hear it, actually, because there was so much noise.
I did.
Well, the audience obviously did, because they're all shouting out they want to hear from you. You've only got 1 second which to talk on fudge, starting now.
Gelatinous and delicious. Sweet and almost...
So Kenneth got some points in that round. He's still in fourth place. But it's Kenneth's turn to begin. And the subject, milking a goat. Something I'm sure you've got a great personal experience of, knowing where you were originally brought up in King's Cross, Kenneth. Will you tell us something about the subject, starting now?
You do it in the same way that you approach milking a cow. You take hold of the goat's teats. Or udders, as they're sometimes known in the rural communities. And that ekes out the milk. Now, the milk of the goat...
Wendy Richard...
Milk twice.
No, he said milks before.
I beg your pardon. Sorry, Kenny.
Very good chairman. Marvellous chairman.
So, Kenneth, you have the subject of milking a goat still with 42 seconds left, starting now.
Milking the goat is the only way in which you can get this delicious cheese, which is made from the goat, you see. And people...
Clement Freud, challenge.
Made from the milk, actually.
Yes, it is made from the milk of the goat, but honestly, if we have to be so pedantic,
It's ridiculous, yes. You're a very good chairman. You're very good.
I mean, the milk originally came from the goat, so that we do talk colloquially about saying some cheese from the goat, don't we?
Exactly.
Cheese you talk about.
Yes.
So I think we'll be generous and let Kenneth continue with milking a goat with 31 seconds left, starting now.
In Greece, it's very popular, and because of its crumbly texture, the cheese is delightful with a salad, especially if it's accompanied by a few olives. I find...
Derek Nimmer, challenge.
He's no longer milking the goat. He's moved on to the manufacture of cheese and the enjoyment of consuming.
Yes, I'm afraid he has. I was hoping he'd finish with milking a goat right the way through, but he's talking about the goat's cheese now, isn't he? And he's really got off the milking aspect, so...
How could you get the cheese if you didn't milk the goat?
Yeah, but it was a long time ago you milked the goat to get the cheese. So you have to stay with the subject.
It takes the cheese some time to mature.
I have to try and be as fair as it is possible.
Well, you're not fair at all!
Beginning of this programme, you said I was a marvellous chairman. Now I'm feeling like a load of rubbish.
Voted.
I can't be generous anymore to you, Kenneth. I'm sorry. I've got to give another point to Derek Nimmo, and there are 13 seconds on milking a goat with Derek starting now.
Milking the goat was often presumed to have taken place by the nightjar, not only in England, but in various other countries where that particular bird was known as the goat sucker, because it was believed that they used to crawl over the bum or...
Well, as I said a little while ago, that was going to be the last round, and indeed it was, and we have the final result, which I know means so much to everybody listening. Out in the lead with a man with the most points, and therefore a judge this week's winner, Derek Nimmo. Well, Well, it only remains for me to say, on behalf of our lovely panellists and Ian Messiter, who devised the game, and our producer, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, I do hope you've enjoyed this particular programme. And if you have, you'll want to tune in again next week when we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye. Thank you.